5.12 Different Generations. What can we look forward to?
Auntie Emma, are you having a party for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know, Harry. I really don't want to think about my birthday.
Come on, Emma. It's a special birthday. We've all got special birthdays this year. Harry's going to be 10, I'm going to be 60, and you're going to be 30.
Yeah, Grandad, that's really special. I can't wait to be 10. I'll be in double figures.
Ha! You're growing up much too fast for my liking. Slow down.
Grandad, I've got a really good idea. Let's have a party for all three of us. We'll invite all our friends. It'll be huge. I love parties.
Okay, Harry, but careful. It's a nice idea, but big parties are expensive. We'll have to talk to your grandma.
I'm not sure I want to have a party at all. It's all right for you two. You're looking forward to your birthdays. I'm not. I'm going to be 30. I can't believe it. It seems so old. Some people say 30 is the new 20, but not for me. What have I got to look forward to now? A 9-to-5 job in this city.
Just a minute. Do you think I want to be 60? You've got the rest of your life to look forward to.
Yeah, but Dad, you're happy with your life. You have your two children and your grandchildren, and you love your job, and Mum loves her job too.
Okay, we like our jobs, but being a doctor isn't easy. It's very stressful, and teaching teenagers is not easy for your mum either. We'd like to retire soon, but that's not possible for another few years.
Well, I'd love to go travelling again, like I did when I was 23.
I want to do that. Me and my friend Zach are going to travel the world together. We're planning it now. Where did you go, Auntie Emma?
I went with a friend from university, and we went all over the world. Australia, New Zealand, South America. We even spent 3 weeks on the Galapagos Islands. Oh, that was amazing. We had a fantastic time. We were away for a whole year.
Oh, wow! The Galapagos Islands? Did you see the tortoises?
Of course we did.
Fantastic! I'll tell Zach. He won't believe it.
Ah, yes, wonderful. But then it was difficult when you came back.
Yeah, it was difficult to start studying again. And, Dad, you know I'm still not sure I want to be a lawyer.
Come on. You've nearly finished your studies. You're sure to get a good job. And then you and John can get married and...
And have babies and on, like you and Mum. Dad, I'm not sure I'm ready for all this. I know both you and David were married at my age, but...
Yes, and your brother's very happy with his life.
Of course he is. Daddy's got me and Rosie. Actually, Rosie's a bit of a pain sometimes. She cries a lot.
Harry, she's only 5. Oh, I don't know. Maybe John and I will go travelling together before we finally grow up and settle down.
Yeah, can I come?
Well, Emma, the future's in your hands. At your age, your mum and I had 2 kids, 2 full-time jobs, and not a lot of money.
Oh, Dad, I know. Bring out the violins. I'm sorry. I know how lucky I am. It's just...
That's okay, Emma. I understand more than you think. Now, what about this party?
Yeah!